All right, well, good morning, everyone. I was able to stay calm pretty well all morning, but I think this is going to, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous, so I'll have to bear with me here. First of all, I want to thank Matt and Nate for taking the time and effort to share. I'll just start here by introducing myself. My name is Ronnie Graber. My parents are Stephen Laura Graber. I am the youngest of six siblings. And for those of you that know anything about being the youngest sibling, it can be kind of difficult with older siblings. Some of them try to cut your pinky finger off with Cutco scissors because one can't babysit good enough. So, yeah, that's a little behind the scenes of it. But when I was 12 years old, that was when I had first confessed my sins. I was, don't really know why I even felt like doing it. I think it was right over the time when my sister Ann had got converted, and she... We kind of had this little Bible study type deal going for a few weeks, and she was talking with me and my second oldest sister about it, and she was telling us how it is to repent and confess your sins, and I just wanted to try it, I guess. I don't know. It didn't really mean much to me, though. I might have changed for maybe 3 days or something. It didn't last very long, but I just continued to live my life like that until around 15. My sister was over at our place again, and she was telling us of the Holy of Holies and how the high priest would go in there. If they would have one thing wrong in their life with God, that they wouldn't come out alive. And that I kind of put myself in those shoes, and I thought about where I was at. I had to think of any sin in my life, and there was some. I was always listening to country music, had impure thoughts, I disrespected my parents, I lied, all that type of stuff. And then I remember that evening, I had repented of that, and it felt really good. I felt free. I felt like I should have been where I was supposed to be at, and that meant something more to me. It seemed like I started to read my Bible more often, and I cared a little bit more how I lived and felt convicted over more things. And I think I lived like that until about 16, and then I got my first phone at 16, and that was just kind of a world of hurt for me. After I got it, I remember my second oldest brother, he wanted to see my phone, and so I show him, and he looked at me, and he told me not to misuse it. And I wholeheartedly agreed with him, but the first day I had it, I had Instagram and YouTube, all that stuff downloaded, and I spent quite a few hours on it. Something else he always told me is how valuable your time is, to not, if you're going to do something, make it worth your time doing. And I think that was back when I was in the Amish church, and every other Sunday I would be home from church, and that was basically all I did pretty well all day, was just sit on my phone, and I'd get bored from that. You'd go outside, and I'd maybe play a little bit of basketball, and then that'd get boring, so I'd go back and sit on my phone, and I just have to think of all those hours I spent on my phone. It was, that's time I'll never get back. I could have been putting all those hours into something more useful. I could have been studying God's word. I could have been, reading a book, learning something. But instead, I sat on my phone there. And not everything that popped up on my phone was appropriate to be looking at. That was just me. I didn't have the willpower to turn any of that stuff down. I was tempted with it. And, I just fell into Satan's traps that he set out for me. Then I remember in the January of 21, James here, he went to Bern Bible School, and I'm sure most of you heard James' testimony in here. He was kind of into some wild stuff when he was younger, but I kind of used him and compared my life to it. I looked at what James did, and then I looked at what I did, and it wasn't quite as bad in my eyes. But in January of 21, he went down to Bern Bible School, and he got converted. And I was happy for him, but at the same time, I was just kind of had just this emptiness. Like I didn't know what to do because I didn't know who to compare myself to, because James wasn't, you know, he lived how he was supposed to. And over that, there was a 2-week stretch after he had got back from Bern Bible School. And I was, for 2 weeks, I had to go up and do my grandpa's chores because he had knee surgery and whatnot. But I remember I would take the mornings that I had to go up there and go do his chores. I would always be praying for an opportunity to confess my sins and have someone to talk to. I didn't know who to talk to. I was praying for someone, some way, somehow. That was probably the most miserable, longest 2 weeks I've ever had in my life. I would go to bed at night and I would pray that God would let me see the morning so I could have another chance at making things right with him. And then I remember over that time, James went to Allen County, so he started hanging out with some of their youth, and I started getting invited some places with him, and I would hang out with him sometimes. And I remember we were playing hockey or something, and say most of us in here probably have listened to the Fishers CD, and I remember James and Steven, they were in Steven's truck just singing their heads off and as loud as they could pretty well. I wanted that happiness with me, but didn't have it. And then I remember one morning when I was up doing my grandpa's chores, James came up there and he was looking at my brother John's old sawdust truck or something. It was one of his many bright ideas that never took flight. So he wanted to do an engine swap or something, and I think the most that got done that morning was the carburetor was taken off and never put back on. But we were looking at it, and James was standing there, and it's cold out, it was snowy, and James was whistling, and he's singing, and he was all happy and just ready to get on with the day. And I was just sitting there like, what is this? You know, that's not James. You know, I get up in the morning, and James is there reading his Bible, and I didn't want to. I had no want to sit down and read. I was just miserable. And that morning, I decided to make the dreadful phone call to my oldest brother, John, and tell him what was going on in life. I told him that I had sin in my life, and I wanted nothing more to be free of it. And he was really helpful with me. I don't quite remember how long the phone call was, but I think it was a fairly long one. I don't remember all what he said right now, but that was probably one of the best days of my life. I felt so free and happy afterwards. And I remember after that day, I felt a lot better. You know, it was easier to just put my phone away and not sit on it so long. But at the end of the day, I still had Instagram and YouTube. I still had all that stuff that I didn't cut out of my life yet. And that's one thing that I had to think of was I don't know if I wrote it down here. I didn't, but in 1 John, I believe it is. Sorry, I'm not, I can't find it. And I think it might have been Matthew. It says, if an eye offend thee, pluck it out or something. I'm sure most of you are familiar with the verse, but that was something I had to think of was I changed my life. I had a different belief, but I still had things that kept me from growing as much as I could and giving the most potential. But I went like that for probably close to a year. You know, I was a Christian, but I still had all these temptations in my life, all of my phone, and I would always get on it, and I still had the music and all that I could listen to. And I remember probably about a year and a half ago, I was sitting on the couch, and I had to stop and just think about it. I was like, this isn't right. Like, I can't keep calling myself a Christian and growing and having all this stuff in my life. So I deleted Instagram and YouTube, and I don't have that stuff anymore. And there's no, really, without social media, there's no reason you can sit on your phone for hours on end. Like, I don't know what else you're going to do on it other than maybe look at news or whatever. But so yeah, that was a blessing when I cut that out, and actually I could pay attention and start to actually have time to read my Bible and actually grow. And yeah, ever since then, that's kind of when I started coming here of last year. So yeah, it's been a blessing to grow spiritually and get to know the Lord a little better throughout the years. It kind of, for me, is growing as a Christian. It seemed like it took several years to kind of get good at it, basically. I wouldn't consider myself a good Christian, but like as far as knowing, being more knowledgeable in God's word and whatnot. But yeah, and it all kind of just led down to my phone. I just spent too much time on it, and yeah, that was just a big thing in my life that just kept me from actually growing. So I believe that was all I had to share. Along with my baptism, I would like to become a member of Concord Christian Fellowship. And if any of you guys see anything or have any concerns in my life, I'd ask that you would come talk to me about them. I'd be more than happy to make changes where necessary, if they're needed. And yeah, I just appreciate everything that the church does, and being able to be invited here. And you know, I never felt pushed out of here from the first day that I ever came. I always felt welcomed in, and for that I'm thankful for. So I think that was everything I had to share, and may God bless you all.